Here with Coach Crow. Coach, I know it's a little cool today, but it's been warm the last couple days. It feels like baseball weather coming around. How's the offseason looked?
It's been good so far. It's getting about time to play, you know, and obviously we wish the sun would be out today, but we've had a really good offseason. The last 2 weeks have been really good since we got out with the snow, and I'm excited about it. You know, cautiously optimistic would be the way to go with it.
So the big thing you always mention to me, you mentioned to other people, you got a pretty good fleet of arms coming this year. You know, you got a returning top two starter. You got Drew Haney back from injury. You got a few other really good pieces. What do you expect out of your pitching this year?
You know, our pitching should be our strength. I mean, obviously, you know, Drew being back healthy is a really big deal for us. And we missed that guy last year. And, you know, Colton Bickford was probably thrown into the fire a year too early last year. You know, he's young anyway for his grade. And I mean, he's a different guy right now. He's a totally different guy. And, you know, you got your catcher back. And, you know, it's going to be what do we do after those guys? That's, you know, who's going to step up? You know, if Carter Atkins can build on what he did last year. And, you know, we need Brody Brown to not be a sophomore right now. We need him to step up and get to a higher level.
So last year, you know, you had a bunch of games you could have had went your way last year. You know, felt like you left a lot of meat on the bone. What needs to change this year for you guys to turn those close losses into wins this year?
We got to do little things right. I mean, everything in a close loss boils down to little stuff, and that's been our focus in the offseason. We're trying to get better at the things that nobody else is getting better at. And that's just it. I mean, we got to make our own luck, and we got to do little stuff right and generate that, and, you know, and then we got to come through when it matters, and it'll all take care of itself. You know, we didn't get a lot of breaks last year, but last year's last year, and, you know, it's over and done, and we're moving forward and ready to roll.
Big thing this year, now for the exception of, I think there's one game on a Thursday because of spring break, you changed your conference schedule from doubleheaders on Monday, Tuesday, to Tuesday and Friday, and it's not the same team in the same week. How much will your approach to games change this year?
Well, it gives you more time to prepare. The Monday, Tuesday stuff was just awful. I don't know why anybody would vote for that or like it. It's terrible. But it's really hard for us because of the travel. I mean, you know, when stuff – you play one day, you travel 3.5 hours the next day, and there's no time to rest, there's no time to prepare. You know, you end up having – you got one day to really prepare, which is on a Sunday, and as far as that goes. So we're excited about it. Tuesday, Friday helps us a lot. I'm still a doubleheaders guy. You know, I think your program's solid, a doubleheader, you can get a game no matter what. But, I mean, we're excited about Tuesday, Friday. We got a plan for it, and we're going to go from there.
If you guys want to make it to the state tournament, what needs to happen? Give me one big thing that needs to happen.
We need to drive in men at third base less than 2 outs. I mean, it is that simple. We got to figure out a way to get those guys in, and it's been a point of emphasis, and we do it every day. And I think we're ready to do it. Like I said, I'm very cautiously optimistic here. So, and if I say that, that tells you I feel pretty good about it. So.